All right, if you'd like to follow along, I'm going to be in the book of 1 John, chapter 3. 1 John, chapter 3, I'm going to read the first two verses. 1 John, chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. My title today is Behold the Manner of Love. Behold the Manner of Love. Now, 1 John is a different epistle in one particular way. John writes this wonderful epistle to give great assurance to believers, to the people of God. And here's how. This is an epistle full of knowledge and love. Love. The knowledge and love of God the Father and Christ the Son for his people and upon his people. I'll tell you something. Also, the love of the believer for Christ and the Father is shown here. The word love in 1 John, five chapters, I think it is. Isn't it? Just, it's a very small book, but the word love is used 33 times. 33 times. And let me be clear, the source of love is written up here, just in case you're wondering. It's not you. The source of love is God, the Father and the Son and the Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit is the source of all true love. But here John writes to tell us the result of the Father's love. And he tells us in the first word, behold. Behold. Understand. And listen, when an apostle tells you to behold something, you better behold something. You better take a look. You better look closely, and you better pay attention to what you're looking at. See, perceive, look at this. What manner of love? Behold, look, see the depth and the height and the breadth of the love of God for his people. And here's the beautiful thing. Believers can look and see. The world doesn't see. You know, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to the lost. What? Whose mind is blinded. That they cannot see. But it is given unto the believer to see, to behold, look. And here he says it. And I love this part. The Father has bestowed his love upon his people. Bestowed it. Now, let's be clear. His love is in his Son. The love of God is in Christ. The love of the Father is in Christ. But it's been bestowed upon men. Upon men. Well, fallen men, sinful men and women, I'm not going to leave you out, ungodly men, behold. I'm going to tell you something, folks. This is something worth looking at. This is something worth looking at. Behold, the manner of love has bestowed upon us. And I looked at that word bestowed. The love of God is a gift. That's what it means. Given. God gave His love, wait a minute, not only to us, not only for us, upon us. Upon us. Oh, my. Oh, the love of God is granted, not earned. The love of God is bestowed, laid upon His people. Now, it's not abstract. The love of God, God's love is not theology. God's love is fact. God's love is fact. God, the love of God is real. And the Father gives His love upon His people. And I'm going to tell you what that actually means. Believers have the love of God. You might not feel like it some days. You might not remember it some days. But trust me, God never forgets. God never forgets. It's real. It's real. It's given. It's not deserved. It's granted. It's not earned. Given. Given. Oh my. And it's given freely in His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And here it is. Behold the manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. Now, is that not something? You understand? Walter said it this morning when he got up here. Good morning, family of God. God calls us family. You understand? God has what made us His family. Because you understand, this is not John calling us the sons of God. This is the Father. Behold, that we should be called the sons of God. Oh, an amazing, glorious statement. You understand? John's not ignorant of the state of man. He knows all about sinfulness and ungodliness and unrighteousness, and that we have it all. Nevertheless, I like that word. Nevertheless, oh, we are called the sons and daughters of God by God. Now, I'm telling you something, folks. That's good news. That's really good news. Believers, that this is the manner of God's love. He calls us the sons of God. And here's some more. Believers are called the family of God. We are called the bride of Christ. The bride of Christ. We are called the body of Christ. And we are called His members. Members in particular. Members of His body. Oh my. And here's the thing. Our Father, the Father, who art in heaven, calls us sons and daughters of God. Oh my. Behold what manner of love. Oh, that He has laid upon us, bestowed upon us, given to us, and granted to us. Let me point out one little thing here. I'm not going to keep you too long. But let me point out one little thing here. Because I looked at this. I haven't done this for a while. It's time for a bit of an English lesson. Or actually a Greek lesson in a bit. The love the Father has bestowed upon us. Okay? And then we have, we should be called the sons of God. Now, called the sons of God is in the past tense. It's already happened. He's already done it. And this is written 2,000 years ago, folks. 2,000 years ago. But think about this. Where it says the love of the Father has been bestowed upon us. That is in what is called the perfect tense. And this is good because these are the words of God. They're perfect. They're perfect. You understand? We were called the sons of God in the past by God. This is not anything new. But that word bestowed, being in the perfect tense, means it happened in the past. But guess what? It's still happening now.
Amen.
That's what that tense means. God's love is perfect as He is. And if God has loved you, God does love you, and God always shall love you. Oh, the perfect tense is a wonderful thing in the Scripture. Because here it is, I looked it up. The perfect tense in the Greek carries two ideas with it. Number one is completed action, and number two, continuing results. I like that. And that's not only just the love of God, that's the bestowing of the love of God. You understand? God is continuing right now to bestow His love upon His people. It never stops. Never stops. That's good. That's good. Bestowed, given, granted the manner of love for us, to us, and upon us. The love of the Father never ends. Behold the manner of love. Now verse 2 says this, continuing on. Beloved, believers, now are we the sons of God. Oh my. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Oh my. I love how John did this. Talking about the past tense, we are called the sons of God. By God. But now here, he says, you are. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. That might be why we were called the sons of God, is because we are the sons of God. Beloved, believers, behold the manner. We are now, right now, believers are the sons and daughters of God. The family of God. Oh, in His Son. John tells us. And that's the thing. Right now, we are sons of God. Right now, we are the bride of Christ. We are the body of Christ. And we are members of His body. Right now. Of course, this is in the present tense. How is this possible? How is this true? Well, just for a minute here, let's look at verse 5. 1 John 3 and verse 5. And ye know that He was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. Oh, I like that. Hey, behold the manner of love. Behold the manner of love. Believers are the sons of God, and we have no sin. In Christ. In Christ. Oh my, we have no sin. Because Jesus Christ, the perfect substitute and sacrifice for sin, lifted away our sins. That's what that means. Lifted away our sins. He carried up our sins. And I got a question for you. How did Jesus Christ take away our sins? Now, I'm not looking for a big, deep theological answer because I don't need one. There's a very simple one-word answer. How did Jesus Christ take away our sins? Let me tell you, perfectly. Amen. That's the word I'm looking for. Perfectly. Oh, my. Perfectly. Because I'm going to tell you something, folks. Because of our Lord Jesus Christ, because of his death, substitutionary death, because of his sacrifice and offering for sin to the Father, our sins are gone. That's what the word redemption means. That's what the word reconciliation means. They're gone. Perfectly. That's what the scripture tells us. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins. To take away our sins. I'm going to tell you, behold the manner of love. He was manifested to take away our sins. Our sins. What's it say? He took our sins in his body on the tree. What else does it say? It says he bore our sins in his body on the tree. What does it also say? He was made to be sin who knew no sin. And here it tells us in John, and in him is no sin. Oh my. He came, past tense, manifested, shown forth to take away our sins, and he did. And that's also in the past tense. And where did they go? Away. You understand? That's the word, tetelestai. Paid in full. There's no more punishment for our sins. He bore it all in his body, on the tree, shed his blood willingly. And with that shedding of blood, there is remission. What? Freedom from sin. Why? He took them away. And you understand, he didn't take them into himself and keep them. In him, what does it say? In him is no sin. They're gone, folks. They're paid. The debt is no longer owed. God, the Father, is satisfied. And how can we know that? Behold the manner of love he has bestowed upon us, that we are called the sons of God. You understand? If our sins hadn't been taken away, he couldn't call us the sons of God. If he had not taken away our sins and disposed of them, paid the debt in full, and now we are the sons and daughters of God. Behold the manner of love. What is, our sins are gone. Our sins are, we don't owe a thing. Not because of us. Not because we're good. Not because we've quit sinning. No, they've been taken away. They've been lifted up and carried away. Was it as far as the east is from the west? I will remember your sins no more. Why? Because he was manifested to take away our sins. Jesus Christ the righteous. And we are now the sons of God. Isn't that great? I'm going to tell you something, folks. That's the gospel. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Now, the other day, my wife was watching a documentary. And I wish I'd have gotten the name of it. I'm going to have to hunt this thing up. I caught part of it. It was about a bunch of different religions and different people saying, I am God. That's exactly what they were saying, folks. Now, some of them broke it down a little more and said, I'm a little God. But I'm going to tell you, you wouldn't think. You understand? They were reading out of a Catholic catechism. Those very words. And then, of course, they also quoted Jim Jones from Guyana and Benny Hinn and Kenneth Copeland and Paul Crouch, the guy that run TBN. They're keeping good company with Jim Jones in Guyana. This is what we're surrounded with, folks. It's out there. Now, I don't know. I don't know the numbers. I don't want to know the numbers. But there's too many of them. Matter of fact, while I was looking this up, I was looking for that documentary on Google. I found a question somebody wrote and said to a bulletin board, said, my pastor says he is God. How should I deal with that? Somebody did write back an answer. I wrote this down. I'd suggest finding another church and declining any offers of Kool-Aid in the meantime. You understand, this is the problem with the world. The religious world in particular. Being a child of God is not enough for these people. It's not enough. Being a son or daughter of God is not enough. Being a member of the body of Christ is not enough. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. That's the definition of depravity. When being called a son of God is not enough. When being a son of God is not enough. What's it say in verse 1? Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. And that's what they're showing. But we have the Apostle John's writing to believers. Only believers. And of believers. Behold the manner of love bestowed upon us. Bestowed upon us. That we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. He's not done. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. What? For we shall see him as he is. Amen. Oh my. In this was manifested the love of God toward us. This is 1 John 4:9. Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Not of ourselves. Not of each other. Through him. And now we are the sons and daughters of God. We live through him. We live. And we love him. Because he first loved us. Behold the manner of love. Oh, the Father has bestowed and the Father is bestowing upon us. So after all this, what do I have to tell sinners? Come to Christ. Come to Christ. Behold the manner of love. It's in Christ. It's in his Son. Where's forgiveness? It's in Christ. Where's love? It's in Christ. Where's life? It's in Christ. You understand? He gives, and he gives willingly. And he says, come unto me, all that you that labor, and I will give you rest. And it's not just rest from your life. It's rest for your soul. Amen. Rest for your soul. Oh, my. Behold the manner of love. Joseph Hart wrote it this way, "Come ye weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall. If you tarry till you're better, you will never come at all." Not the righteous, sinners, Jesus came to call. I like that. Sinners, Jesus came to call. That's who are called the sons of God. That's who, now we are we the sons of God. Who? Sinners. Sinners. Behold the manner of love. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for this time and this place. Lord, be with Paul as he stands to preach your word. Be with Walter as he's going to come forth here to preach your word. But be with us, Lord, as we hear. Give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to understand your word, your way in this world. For we're surrounded by nonsense and lies and garbage. But your word is a light to our path, a lamp unto our feet. Your word is true and is truth. And thank you, Lord, for all that you've given us in Christ our Lord. Amen.